We have been working through 17 Secrets of Master Prospectors, and today we're going to talk about Secrets 9 and Secrets 10, and what are those about, and maybe this will help you a little bit in how you're approaching your business and going out and approaching people. I will highlight some of the things that were really fascinating to me. It's just fun to reread some, you know, as many times as I've read this book, you know. You put it down, you don't look at it for 3, 4, 5 years, and then you go back and you start digging through it, and there's some really good nuggets in it. So it's kind of fun to review it, and hopefully it's good for you guys too, because it puts ideas back in our head and gets us back on track. Every business, the first chapter in that we're going to talk about is secret number 9, which is, as he puts it, master prospects know every business needs an SOB. And I don't know, I agree with SOB because we have typical terminology that stands for, so I don't like that language. But what he's, SOB for him is statement of benefit, a statement of benefit, which is perhaps the most powerful tool that master prospectors have. It's called, and that's what he talks about, is it's a statement of benefit. And why is a statement of benefit so powerful? Because when we get first impression with people, when you're talking to a new prospect, as you well know, whether it's in the post office or it's at the grocery store, many times those first words out of your mouth are the ones that, I mean, that's what sets the stage. You know, your first impression is what's so powerful. So if we can lace that first impression with a benefit, a statement of benefit, that's going to be very key to you eventually moving that person forward and bringing them to conclusion. I tell people that you always want to intrigue people. You want to intrigue them. So it's not about being a volcano and giving them all the data in 5 seconds or less. It's about, how do I intrigue this person so they want more? And sometimes some of us ask the question, if we see a baby coughing, we'll say, have you heard about the breakthrough technology called glycobiology? You know, that's a great question, because most people haven't heard about it, you know, and that'll intrigue them, because it's something they haven't heard about. And if you're talking about it just as a common layperson in a grocery store, then they feel a little left out. Oh, my gosh, I haven't heard about it. Where did you find, you know, what's this information? So people are inquisitive and inquisitive, but they're inquisitive not just in becoming science gurus, which is our tendency sometimes. They're inquisitive in finding what? They're finding solutions to what's going on in their lives, which is what benefits are all about. Facts are about the 8 necessary saccharides on the cell surface. 8 necessary saccharides on the cell surface. That's a fact. A benefit is what? A benefit is, how is this fact going to help me or give me a solution to something in my life? So it's about communicating benefits, not facts, but benefits. And if you look at how you're communicating today, I think a lot of us stick to facts because it's heady knowledge. It's stuff we keep in our head. And benefits are those kind of things that have more to do from heart. They come more from a heartfelt sense. What are they going to create for people? What kind of results do we create for people? And today, with the atmosphere around the Texas AG, a lot of people, well, we can't talk about results. Oh, yes, you relate to them to disease conditions. Just like you could say, if you're working in the elderly community, what could be a benefit that you say? People say, what do you do for a living? And you can say, you know, I really help people like you so that they can walk around, do jumping jacks, have the vitality of life, and restore their healthy joint, restore their joints to total health. And people look and you go, who in the elderly community doesn't want healthy joints? I don't know anyone. If you just use that language, you probably attract a zillion people in a retirement community or something like that. Because restoration of joints is just a huge thing. And you can talk about joint health. Joint health is fine. But that's a benefit, not a fact. It's a benefit. So that's what you want to do, is hone in on benefits. And one of the things that Kay Lynch talks about in his book, he talks about having a memory hook you use when you meet someone. And memory hook, the purpose of it is that you have a very short time period to make an impression. And some of you have heard me talk, and you've been in my Pathway to Presidential classes, about what is an elevator speech. And that is really what you can classify as part of that memory hook. But what you're doing in an elevator speech or a memory hook is what you're giving her. Now, one of the ones I like so much out of the book was the answer that they did for the financial planner. Here, they gave a question to finance. They said, okay, so what do you do for a living? And let's say you ask that to somebody. Well, what do you do for a living? And he goes, well, John, my clients say I make them free of financial worries for the rest of their lives. Well, that's a huge statement. What is it? It's a benefit statement. In fact, John Kalins was so funny that he said, when this guy said that to me, he said, that's the reason why 20 years later he still is my financial advisor. Yeah. Isn't that cool? So think about, what could you say? Give me some ideas. What could you say if somebody said, what do you do for a living, that talks about benefit? What could we say with Manatech? That, I want you to start thinking and juicing up in that area. I love the idea of my clients say, and you could use that same language. Somebody said, Mary Jo, what do you do for a living? And you go, well, my clients tell me that I've totally changed their health and well-being to give them new hope towards having vitality of life till the day they die. And they just look at you like, oh, okay, or whatever you want to say, but say something. You could get my clients. You could use that terminology and build something on it. My clients tell me that I've allowed them to feel 22 again, even though they're in their retirement age. Or the majority of my clients are baby boomers, and they've never felt better. You know, language like that. So you see how you're highlighting benefits, vitality of life, joint health, feeling like they're, you know, 22 again, new vitality of life, you know, feeling like they have hope that there is, they can avoid the, you know, the whole drug paradigm. You know, it's, you know, that's another thing you can mention. That's a benefit. A benefit is to somebody is that, you know, because I got to know you as a client, you're my client, I've been able to have new hope that I'm not going to walk down that paradigm of, you know, being over-drugged as I enter into my retirement age. For the business, you could tell people something about that. You could say, my clients tell me that I make them free of financial worries the rest of their lives. That could apply to you doing the business. That could apply to you doing, that doesn't have to be a financial planner. That has to do with you helping restore their financial security. You could say, well, my clients say that I make them secure financially for the rest of their lives. That's a memory hook. It's a benefit that people will grab onto and say, wow, that means a lot to me. How do I get to know more? And that's what memory hooks are about. Again, the next part of the outline goes through what's the difference between features and benefits. We talked a little bit about that. Features are facts. And I gave you a set of examples. A car has four-wheel drive. Refrigerator has an ice maker. The business will make you money. This is a great business opportunity. Okay, so take those four facts and how do I make them into benefits? How do you convert a fact into a benefit? A benefit is a fulfillment, meaning this is a need fulfillment business. It's a fulfillment of what is a need in their lives that this is going to fulfill. So it's not a fact, but it's a fulfillment. So instead of saying my car has four-wheel drive, you could say this car will take you through all the snow in the world without trouble. That'd be great for somebody living in Minneapolis. It wouldn't do a lot for somebody here in Texas, but it sure would mean a lot for somebody. And it's about how a person can immediately relate in their lives to what it does. Most people, if you say it's four-wheel drive, a lot of people won't even know what four-wheel drive is, or they won't get the, you know, big deal. But when you tell them what it does, what it's going to affect for you, what benefit you can expect from it, now it's totally different. A refrigerator has an ice maker. Nope, convert that to your refrigerator will serve all the ice cubes you need for all the entertaining you do at your house. Well, that's big for somebody. Somebody who likes to entertain, they're constantly going out buying bags of ice, and they had to buy a freezer in the garage to pack up all their bags of ice because their ice maker wouldn't perform at that level. So that's a big difference. That helps sell that product. So see what it does? And instead of saying this business will make you money, 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 people just, well, first of all, people don't always react real well to the word money. You got that inherent belief that money's the root of all evil, so just throwing the word money out there. But what is it? What is money going to do for them? It's going to produce time freedom in their life. So instead of saying this business will make you all the money world, if you could do whatever you want in life, what would that be? Through this business, you'll have the financial freedom to do exactly that. See how powerful that is versus this business will provide you endless money. That doesn't have a meaning. It doesn't have a, you know, people need to feel that benefit that it's going to have, right? And then, you know, just look at it that way. Take the facts. Just outline how you've been communicating to people. What have I been saying? And look at them and say, how much of what I've been saying facts, and how can I convert those into benefits? So you put on one sheet of the paper, here's the language I've been using, and here's the language I could use to convert these facts into benefits. And then report back and tell me how much more effective you might be being in that communication realm. So again, benefits, not facts. Benefits, not facts. And you know, in Manatech, we love to tell people we have the best anti-aging product called AO. Well, that's a fact. What's a benefit? A benefit is to help people, you know, feel 20 years younger. People want to feel 20 years younger. I feel like I'm 22. I feel as good today as I did when I was 22. And I can tell that to people. That's not an unlawful, non-compliant testimonial. I feel as good today as I did when I was 22. I mean, I feel terrific. I have boundless energy. I can get up in the morning and just go run like a, you know, ever-ready bunny. I go to bed at 12 at night. I mean, I don't have an ache or pain in my body anywhere. I just feel great. I said, that's a benefit. Is that something you can relate to? Something you would like to have? You know, those are benefits. We like to tell people we have the number one breakthrough technology in the marketplace called glycobiology. Again, it's a fact. What do people want to hear? They want to hear, again, that they're going to have the vitality of life and they're going to have greater longevity and greater health, that we help promote health so that you can avoid the pharmaceutical. I mean, that's a benefit. A benefit is avoid taking toxic drugs. If there's a way for you to stay out of that statistical arena, which is the spiraling nature of drug consumption in this country, are you interested? Wow, that's a huge benefit. People get it. People really do today get it, much more so than 10 years ago when I first started in this. I think today the drug dilemma and awareness is off the charts. People are really getting it. So start shifting. Again, shift to benefits. What are the benefits? Without getting non-compliant, shift to the benefits. When you talk about, you talk about the skincare, you can go, oh, we got this great skincare product from Japan that's, 100% water-based and, doesn't have, additive parabens to it. Well, people just sit there and go, those are all facts. What can you say about our skincare? If you talk about the results, the clinical trial study results, that just after 1 week of use, 80% increase in what? Moisture, skin moisture. That here's the things, wrinkles and all that, you could start talking, that's the benefits. People are going, they relate to wrinkles and moisture in their skin. And they relate to, a good friend of mine, she started using it just, in 2 months. She felt like she took pictures before and after. That's why before and after pictures work so incredibly well in skincare products. Because why? Because what they show is the benefit. What is the benefit people get from using this skincare product? So benefits are crucial. They're just crucial, but make sure we're promoting benefits out there. The last part of this part of the outline was talked about elevator speeches, a much for all of us. And I always tell people, you've got to get out there and form one. If you don't have one, you got to formulate one. And elevator statements, speeches are just basically, and they call them elevator speeches. Why? Because it's as if you got on an elevator at a hotel and you had about, 15 seconds to half a minute between the time you got on to the time you're going to get off. And there's that person on the elevator, and what are you going to say to that person in that 15 seconds to 30 seconds that's going to cause him to just be so excited about your opportunity that he wants more information? So it's not about getting out the application form and signing them up right there on the elevator when you just met them. Not. It's all about contact. You're making a new contact, and you want to get them excited or you want to get them intrigued by what you do. So that is what you need to write up. You need to write up a statement And that is exactly what he's talking about here. It's that, what am I doing? I'm developing a memory hook. You can call it a memory hook. You can call it an elevator statement. Whatever it is, elevator speech, it has to do with if somebody asks you, so what do you do for a living? Have that answer. And don't say, I work for a network marketing nutritional supplement company, and we have great nutritional supplements that help people with wellness. Did that motivate anyone on this call? But see, that's our tendency because we're not prepared. If you're unprepared for the answer to that, is anyone on this call prepared for what do you do for a living? What do you say? Anyone want to get off mute? Tell me what they say. Everybody's going, I'm not telling Mary Jo because she's just going to jump all over me. Okay, so maybe the reason no one's getting off of mute is because you're all telling me, Mary Jo, I really don't have a good answer to that. And that could be true, but I'm going to tell you it's absolutely crucial for you to develop a good answer to that.
Mary Jo, I'd take a stab at what I would say today. I would take a stab at what I would say if somebody asked me now today. I'd just say, well, my clients tell me that I open the door to financial security for them.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay, now where could you go with that? I love it because you just what you learned today about my clients. You like that concept of what I'm telling you. I love it. I read that when I was preparing this lesson for today, and I said, "Wow, this is hot. This is hot." Because what you're doing is you're giving them a bunch of referrals of what your clients do, and they don't even know your clients, but you're giving in effect you're giving them referrals. I mean, they're getting referrals from people they don't even know.
Yeah, you're not patting yourself on your back. You're letting your clients do it
exactly.
for you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the only thing I would probably change in yours is I wouldn't use open the door.
Okay.
I would say, my clients say that I help provide them with financial security for their lives.
Okay.
You
right.
get it? Be
yeah.
more positive and absolute about it versus the concept of open the door.
Yeah, and it's more active of what I do. Right. That's
right.
Good.
Got it. Okay. So that's
Thank
what you want to do. Yeah, absolutely.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
This is Rudy from Portland. I'd follow that up, too, because I thought that was powerful. Would you like
yep.
to have that?
Mm-hmm. I think it's what?
Well, if they
I'm
tell
sorry.
You no, you can move on, you know, and if they say, well, yeah, how do you do it? Well, then you set up an appointment.
Yep. Set up and say, you say, I'd love to share it with you. Would you like to make an appointment? Exactly. Sure. Perfect. But you don't want to get into it right then. All you're doing is you're just opening the door. That's what you're doing. Just opening the door. Absolute. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Okay, everybody's starting to get this, right? They're going, yeah, Mary Jo, we're starting. Okay, all right, but you got to work in that direction. You got to go in that direction to make a change in what you're saying, but I think using the client concept is very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. Okay? All right? So come up with an elevator speech. Everybody work on that. And maybe next week we can throw some out to me when we start off the class. But it's important. It's important to just work on it and be ready and prepared because people want to hear from you. If they're going to listen to you further, you've got to intrigue them right out of the box. You got to intrigue them something that's going to be a benefit to them. So that's your little action step for next week out of that chapter. So everybody got that action step. Build that elevator speech, and then follow up again. You don't jump into telling them all about it. You set up an appointment where you can get together and work on it, work on with them. And so any questions about elevator speech or memory hooks and languaging around it, start with benefits. Always get that. That's a great exercise, too. Take all the facts you use and go into the benefit language because that's going to help you build that memory hook or that elevator speech. It will also help you convert your language when you're working with people. We get so caught up in facts and storytelling, and we need to get away from that. We need to get into what do I need to do instead? I need to talk about benefits and really show them what it's going to do for them. All right. The next secret, which is secret number in chapter number 10, is a secret that which is equally as critical. Master prospectors don't like to cut down trees. And you can say, oh, gosh, what is that all about? What do you mean we don't like to cut down trees? Well, intriguingly enough, when we go out and we share, we tend to overwhelm people. I think that the benefits of what happened with the Texas AG case coming along and we have to get rid of, you know, a big percentage, if not all, of the materials we've historically used. That was gigantic, a helpful tool, a helpful result for us, because now we don't have to sit back. I know that if you were like me or many other people, and my especially new people coming involved in Manatech, they would look around and they go, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to send people. They would have just thousands of different materials to choose from, and they would look at it all and go, gosh, what do I send? I could send this, this, this. I mean, they just have endless. And to make a decision of which one they send is just overwhelming. It's like, you know, and so they end up sending, I had one woman that would send out two videos, like three tapes, and like four brochures. Well, what you're doing is you're just killing the person at the other end, because they're not going to spend the time and energy around reviewing 6, 8, 10 different pieces of literature. It'd be horrific for them. So you create a issue right up front, a major issue right up front, because they can't possibly go through all that material, and then you lose that person because it's overwhelming, so they don't review any of it, and then you have the problem. The master prospectors know that what? The less you have to say, the better off you are. So as we learn and we grow as master prospectors, the more we know, the less we say, because we become greater listeners versus tellers. So you start looking at, am I a big talker or am I a big listener? If you're a big talker and not a big listener, I want you to stop. I want you to move in a direction. I want to be a big listener. And in order to be a big listener, you ask questions. Asking questions versus telling. Get into the ask question mode into the tell mode. And then you just work on people a little bit at a time. They take one little piece at a time. I have a guy out there now who put what he's doing is he's putting a little sticker on the back of Let's Go Natural CDs. He's getting 100 of Let's Go Natural CDs. He's putting a little sticker on the back of them that just kind of talks a little bit about him and then his follow-up information. And that's all he's doing, is he's going around and he's talking to people and he's dropping that in their hands. And, of course, he collects their information as well, so we keep track of who's getting these, but it's just his mechanism that no matter where that little disc goes, if it goes to the next person, the next one, or the next one, there's always a little sticker on it that is in communication with him so people can get back to him, okay? And it's just an interesting way that you can do something very, very simple. You can do it on a mass level, but you're spending a little bit of time with people. You're not overwhelming them with lots of information. You pick one tool to use to do that, and it works very effectively. Some will, some won't. So what next? You move on. So acknowledging that, what's the most effective tool I can put in people's eyes? And that would be somebody that you, if you gave them an elevator speech and they said, wow, I'm really interested in that, you could do you could say, well, listen, what I'd like to do is, do you have time to listen to a CD? And if they say, absolutely, I said, well, when are you going to be able to listen to it? I always get the commitment. As I tell people, I said, never release anything from between your two fingers until you have a commitment when they're going to listen to it and a time when you're going to call them back. So that means you have to get their information as well. And that's when you release it out of your hands. And then that point forward, now you've got control of the relationship. They've made a commitment to listen to it, so you really have a chance of moving them forward. And then move them forward when you make that follow-up call. But it's a limited amount of information that you give them, and you start one step at a time. If that intrigued them, they want more information, then you can send them to a website, or you can send them to this, or you can send them more in the mail, whatever choices you make. But it's little by little. It's dripping on people. It's not overwhelming people. Because master prospectors know what? They don't like to cut down trees. They're not going to waste materials. They're not going to cover this earth with thousands of bits of material. They're going to just do it on a limited basis. If you drop a lot of information on an unsuspecting prospect, of course, we know that in effect doesn't work. So minimalize. Become a minimalist in terms of your approach. Some of you tell me today, Mary Jo, there's no other way today because nothing else, we can't use any of the material. I know that's great. But again, a blessing that all that was taken away. So it's about building expectations. That's what it's about. You just one step at a time. Your elevator speech is one thing. Your emotional hook, your memory hook is one thing. And then the next step is, what do I hook them with next? What do I hook next? What are my step-by-step process? And develop a process for yourself. So many of us do network marketing hit and miss. And then you either have to be just great on your feet, or great in terms of it, or, you know, but that's not going to be the average person. The average person's not going to have all the same talents you might have. So teach them a process to go through. When you teach them a process, then it doesn't matter what their talents are. Anyone can follow that process. So build that process in mind of what the step is. Step one, step two, step three. What am I doing? Step one, step two, step three. It's all about building expectations. So tantalize them. And just like he compared it to previews in a movie. In a preview in a movie, you get what? How when you preview a movie, it's very short. It's just a little quip. They give you a tantalizing taste of what promises to be the best yet to come. So everybody looks at the preview and they go, oh, my gosh, I got to go to that. Boom, I'm going. My husband's and he goes crazy on previews. Of course, then we go to the movie, and the movie's not so hot. But, you know, but he gets sold on that stuff. They take little quips out of it that are most critical. Do you think they just take it by happenstance? Do you think that people that promote these, they put millions of dollars behind making movies? Do you think they just take one snippet of the movie just by, just like, you know, a lottery system? Or just they happen to pull one out? They analyze it like 10,000 ways about what's the best thing. What's going to be the most intriguing scene of this movie? Did you ever notice that? That you go to a movie and the one scene you saw to get you to go there is the one most exciting scene of the whole movie? You might see that. But that's what happens. I mean, it's how do I pull somebody in that doesn't have to know the whole movie, right? But just by one scene, they can get a glimpse of what this is going to be about. And it's going to really intrigue them to come see the rest. It could be, you know, something that's suspenseful. So whatever it is, but it's that hook to make you come in. We're the same way in network marketing. We want to engage people's natural curiosity. So they give them a little bit more, so they want more. A little bit more, a little bit, give them more. You need to be very patient. We want you to make a decision. That doesn't exactly operate effectively with most decision-making processes. So intrigue. Hit that level of intrigue. Intrigue them again, hit them again, and again, go through that process. And never be a volcano. I used to do that myself, and I teach that about paralyzing people with lava and they can't move forward. So you want to be careful about the things that you might use in terms of doing that. You don't want to stay away from things that are going to cause them to, you know, just reject it because it's so massive. And you can look back at some of the experiences you've had in Manitech where you've overwhelmed people with information and they can't even take it all in. So step by step. One of the pieces I like today is on the Internet, which is the piece that's from farm to market. It's very beautifully done, very colorful, and you can use that as a sample. And I think you should carry those things around with you because I think there are going to be people out there that don't understand the critical importance of supplementation, and that piece is very instrumental in helping people make that paradigm shift. Because some people are still saying what we eat doesn't matter, or not what we eat doesn't matter. They're saying, I can eat well enough to support my human body and the functions of my human body. I don't need supplementation. Well, that little piece does it for you. Let the material do it for you instead of you trying to convince somebody by the language that you have. Let them read about it if they want. Show them that piece and walk through that with them and show them that it's not true. It is not true that what they eat can provide them 100% of their needs. So make sure you have the materials that you need, limited amounts, get overcome a little bit. You need, you know, again, you're going to be intriguing them as you go along. One of the strategies that I came across in the book, which I think is just terrific, which might help some of you as well, is called the direct mail strategy. And a lot of people spend tons of money with this. They'll take a direct mailing and they'll just put out thousands of it with less than 0.1% response rate or whatever, and they'll put a ton of money behind it and send out beautiful stuff and combine it with a pack of other direct mailing materials. And this is again a huge statement about tree devastation. We just put a ton of stuff out there hoping and a wish and a whim that less, you know, 0.5% respond to us. Even if 0.5% would be a terrific result when you send out hundreds of thousands of this stuff, but you're putting a lot of money in it. What Kaylin says is you ought to make a three-step process, and I love this approach. I think it's really neat. I think it's great for a brand new person, even somebody, no matter what program that you want to do or system that you might be associated with. is you make a list of all those that you're going to contact. And, you know, when you start out new people, sometimes you say, make a list of all the people you know and all the people. And then you make them go back and do it again and again because they haven't put a big enough list together. You want to have people have at least like 100 on their list or, you know, 50 plus on their list. Most people know thousands of people. It's just they don't have a memory to recall them or they don't think of the categories necessary. So we used to hand out something called the contact list, which gave categories of people. So people go, oh, I never even thought about my dentist, or I never thought about my eye doctor, or I never thought about, you know, this Girl Scout troop. So it has a list of all the things that will help jiggle somebody's mind to cause them to look at all the different possible activities they might be involved in and have been for years to make that contact list. Well, you make a contact list, and then you make a commitment how many people you want to talk to every day. And you can say, I'm going to call 4 to 5 a day on that contact list. It'd be a great thing for a lot of us to do today, just sit down and make another contact list. People we may or may not have contacted in the past, put down a list of 4 to 5 a day, because consistency is an absolute must with anything you want to be, you know, successful at. You got to be consistent. But what you do in the phone call, you're calling everybody, because some people, like people don't want to call people in network marketing, especially new people. Because they fear what they will need to say. They fear the questions that will be asked. They don't feel like they have the right answer. They want to be perfect. They don't want to look silly or stupid. They don't have enough information yet. They're not the guru of the world for glycobiology, so they feel incapable or incompetent in answering the questions, on and on and on. They have all these reasons why not, okay? So that's why they don't call. Well, I'm going to suggest to you that anyone with any of those reasons falls in this category of those are the exact people that need to make these calls, because the calls don't involve any information on glycobiology. What the three-step process that Kane Lynch outlines in this chapter has to do with is this, that you get people on a call, and all you want to do is say, you know what, I came across an incredible breakthrough technology, and I really thought about you and would love to have you look at it. If I drop something in the mail to you, will you give me a commitment that you will spend the half an hour it takes for you to review what I send you? Got it? That's how simple the phone call is. If they say, well, what is it? And you go, you know what? I want the materials to do the talking. I really want you to look at the material. You don't get in the trap. You don't have to be involved. Is that a simple script? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So then you pick out whatever you want. Okay, so that's step one. So that takes less than, 30 seconds to have that conversation. You might want to talk to them about other things because you're friends or whatever else you might have in mind, but that's the extent of what happens around the Manatech stuff. Okay, so everybody got that? So that's your idea. So you make those phone calls. They're brief, half minute long, and you go through that conversation, and boom, you're done. Now they commit and they go, well, most people are going to be intrigued. They're going to be intrigued because they want to know what you want them to look at. So they're going to say yes because they just are going to be intrigued on what it is that you have. So you could even make a mention about, you know, when you talk about breakthrough technology and they say, well, and they go, you know what, this could make all the difference in the world in your and your family's life. I just want you to listen to the material. Would you do that for me? It'll take you a half an hour or whatever time commitment you get. All right, the second step then is, okay, so that's step one is the phone call. Anyone and everyone can make 4 to 5 of those kind of phone calls a day because it takes less than a half a minute. The second step is sending out the package. What is it? No more than 2 things. I'm suggesting a cover letter and 1 other item. Because remember, you made the commitment of 30 minutes. You're not asking them to review something for 4 hours. They made a commitment for 30 minutes. So pick out one of your favorite items to share, whether it's a video, a CD, a brochure, whatever it is. Remember, it emphasizes benefits, not features, too. You want to make sure that the material you send isn't Dr. Schlachter's latest review on the, you know, 8 saccharides on the cell surface. People don't react to that. Why, if you look back historically at some of the materials that were most effective, like Outside the Box or, you know, the 3 Doctors CD, those are the kind of materials that were most effective historically, and the reason they were most effective, why, is because they are all about benefits. They are all about benefits, and it's the benefits that do the selling. But the other thing that you want to do is, besides picking out your favorite share tool, is you want to draft an incredible cover letter. And that cover list benefits. It's going to emphasize benefits. So make it short and sweet in the cover letter and emphasize benefits. One of the things that Kalen's talked about was guarantee. He personally, and he was talking about this being in a nutritional company, he personally said, what I would do is guarantee 100% risk-free. So I would tell people, you know what, you get started, buy this product, and I'll tell you, if you don't see results in 30 days and you're not satisfied, I guarantee I'll pay you 100 cents on the dollar back. And he was doing it himself. It wasn't the company that was doing it. It was him. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is perfect for Manitech because we have a 100% guarantee program. So what I'm suggesting you do is you outline that in your cover letter. You make it really clear that, you know, if you choose to step in, this is what I would suggest you do. Take it for 6 months and you have 100% risk-free. In other words, if you're not totally satisfied at the end of 6 months, you get all your money back. So this is a no risk, and you want to put it in capital letters, no risk, no risk option. I mean, I have some people, I don't know about you guys, but when I don't usually offer up the 100% money back guarantee unless it's really, it's a hard sell. I mean, somebody's really not moving, they're stuck, and they're stuck on money, and they're stuck. Then my typical presentation, when I'm working with people one-on-one over a period of time, my typical presentation looks like this. When I get to the tail end, and they're still not seemingly budging because monetary constraints, but I can see they understand the need for the product, okay? So I can read that in them, but they're still stuck on money things. I look at them, and my typical approach is this. I will look at a person and say, you know what, I really sense that this money issue is big for you. If there were a way that you could take these products for 6 months, and if you didn't feel totally satisfied with the results you got, you could get 100 cents on the dollar of your money back, would you do it then? And I'm telling you, people look at me and go, well, of course, Mary Jo, because there's no risk involved. And I go, great, then here's the paperwork, let's do it. And they look at me like, well, what do you mean? And I go, because that's what we have. We have a six-month, 100% guarantee program. You get all your money back. So you're at no risk. And you just said that, of course, you would do it. You got it? So that's how I work with it when I work one-on-one with people. But through this direct mail strategy, I think a cool way to do it is to put that in the cover letter. So it's really clear. Because you not only want them to review the material, but if they choose to move forward, this is no risk to you. I've seen such incredible benefits with my family and myself that I just want to bless you with the same. And here's a great program that's got no risk for you. Got it? And put that in there. And then you follow up with a phone call. 3 to 5 days later, because you got to give the mail time, and you call them back. And you follow up. And that's the way to do it. Well, step one, step two, step three. Now, some of you are going to look at this and you're going to go, well, Mary Jo, that's not very much different. Is there something different about what I said today than how you might be doing it? Anyone want to share? Is there something different? And what is it that looks different to you? Anyone? Got a lot of quiet people on our call today.
Mary Jo, I think the difference is the focus on benefits as opposed to facts.
Great.
And, you know, also I think being for people to be careful about not giving too much information so that
mm-hmm.
it's not overwhelming.
Right, because we want to kind of complete the sale. Do you find the reason we give a lot of information is because we want it all to get done in one contact? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We want to try to answer all their questions with the first load of documents we send them instead of understanding this is like, let's just drip on them. People tend to make decisions over time, not, you know, in 5 seconds, although there are that group that make decisions in 5 seconds, but they're a limited percentage.
Mary Jo, could you repeat one more time what you said to say on the call where, you know, I came across an incredible breakthrough technology?
Mm-hmm. That I came across an incredible breakthrough technology that's made a huge difference in my family's life, and I just thought about you, and I'd love you to take a look at it. Would you give me just 30 minutes of your time to take a look at this and see what they say?
Mm-hmm.
I think
Mary
that's Joe. So powerful. I think that they're just saying, well, what do I have to lose? 30 minutes of my time, yeah, right? And if they go, well, what do you mean? What do you, and I go, well, I'd like to drop something in the mail to you, and I just want you to, you know, dedicate 30 minutes of time to just review it for me, and then we'll touch base. Okay,
Mary Jo, how would you say that first sentence when you're not somebody new and you've been, you know, doing this for 10 years rather than I came across? Do you say it differently then?
Yeah, or you can just say I've been involved with this this breakthrough technology that not only has totally changed my family's look at it. Would you do that for me?
That sounds good.
Okay.
How's that?
That's good.
Mary Jo, I have a quick question. What DVDs and CDs can we use?
Yeah, good question. Yeah. Well, you can use all of you know, the Go Giver materials. Anything you want to use on that.
Right.
You can use Let's Go Natural. You can use I don't know what other people are using out there. I tried to get a list. In fact, we're coming upon this PUP, this Presidential Unity Peak meeting in July, the first week in July. And, you know, they sent a survey out about what we wanted. And one of the things I put on the survey was, number one, I want to know all the marketing materials people are using today in the industry. I want to know exactly what list is being used. You know what I mean? What are people using that are effective tools today? Yeah. Because I know that Jeff Allen's got something out and some other people have. So I haven't looked at all of that stuff. I mean, I really can tell you that I haven't been going that direction because I've been so focused on using ICANN and the ICANN DVD and the Let's Go Natural CD and all of that, that's what's really supporting my business today. But I'm sure there are other tools out there as well. Yeah.
I guess I have one other quick question.
Uh-huh.
I noticed in your thing you make a quote here about Dr. Ben Carson, the pediatric neurosurgeon, personally a church.
Mm.
I mean, it says nothing.
No, because are you talking about the
old
one
where he was interviewed?
8.5 by 11?
Yeah, he was interviewed.
No, because it talks about cancer.
Okay.
The flyer.
On the Dr. Rollins.
As soon as you put the word cancer in a document, boy, oh, boy, you're out the window.
Can't.
It's gone. Can't you?
What about Dr. Rollins' thing when he was interviewed? He doesn't say anything about cancer. He just talks about it's an incredible
benefit. You talking about the Atlanta Voice, that from top to bottom? I don't use it anymore because I don't remember reviewing it from top to bottom.
Well, I looked at it, and it doesn't say anything about cancer. It talks about it was an, you know, bottle, you know, it doesn't. And a doctor that's in my downline, he's
uh-huh.
looked at it, and he's had other doctors he would like to give that to, but we're like, we don't know if we can use it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let me take a peek at it. I'll send an email out at it. I don't know. I haven't looked at it in ages, but I kind of, when they stopped everything, I kind of stopped all of that material. But I off the top of my head, I can't think.
Okay, I was going to say
of what might be in there. What might be in there that would be damaging? But it's, you know, it's so hard because just one word or one sentence, you know, could.
If you would look at it for me, I'd appreciate it.
Uh huh. Right. Yeah.
Because as I said, doctor, it's in my downline. He looks at this stuff and he goes, "What can we send him?" I go, "Well, this." And he goes, "This is so good to give to another doctor." And I said, "Well, I've what to do with it?"
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. I'll take a peek.
I appreciate it very much.
You betcha. Mhm. You bet. Okay, great. Good questions. And, of course, the bottom line is make sure you're duplicatable. Make sure that whatever program you're doing is duplicatable because, you know, you don't want to get out there. And if you're an expert letter writer and you put a letter writing campaign out there, I'm going to suggest that you get a hold of people, you know, and maybe you give them a letter. You draft it for them and you help them with that because you can't, if just because you can do something simple, keep it simple and duplicatable. That's really crucial because you want everybody in your organization to be able to be effective with it, not just you. Does that make sense, everybody? Good, good. Okay, you guys, great. Any questions about don't cut down trees and have a benefit statement? Have that memory hook available that'll make you more effective. Anyone have any questions? Last minute? Good. Well, we made it on time. Yoo-hoo, first time. Great. All right, you guys, have a great week. Get out there and share and touch people's lives and make a difference, and let's all create greatness. We got a summer ahead of us, a positive attitude, a lot of energy out there, and let's take advantage of it. Okay?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Hello?
Go ahead.
At the beginning of it, it says announcement on shareholder suit. You didn't touch that.
Oh, I didn't even talk about it, did I? I kind of went off in a totally different direction, didn't I?
Yes.
sorry.